Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Abraham Goldhar and today Masechas Nazir Daf Chaf, the end of the third parak Misha Amar and the beginning of the fourth parak Misha Amar. So the thing we're going to focus on, number one, the next Mishnah states Misha Yoshtei Kite Eidim Meidos Oso, one about whom two sets of witnesses were testifying. El Meidim Shenazir Shtaim VeEl Meidim Shenazir Chamesh. These testified that he declared two Nazir's terms, and the others testified that he declared five terms. Beishamay say Nechukol Eidos VeEin Kan Nazirus. The testimony is contradictory, and there is no Nazirus. Beis Hillel say Yesh B'Kol Chamesh Shtaim She'en Nazir Shtaim. Two is included in five, so he's a Nazir for two terms. Each term of Nazirus is treated as a separate testimony, so the two terms which agreed upon is acceptable testimony. The Rush explains that the subject of the testimony denies making any declaration of Nazirus. The Gemara presents an opposing view of the Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Rocha says that all agree that with two sets of witnesses, the testimony of two terms is accepted. Their argument pertains to a single pair of witnesses who testify about different numbers of terms. Thereby shall I say that since one witness must be lying, the testimony is invalid. With two sets of witnesses, however, even if one set is lying, there remains a valid set of witnesses for at least two terms. Beis Hillel say that even with one pair, the testimony which is agreed upon is accepted. Point number two, the fourth parak begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, V'Shama Chaver Ba'Amar Ba'ani, one who said, I am a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a third said, and I, Kulam Nazirim, they are all Nazirim, Huta Arishon Hutra Kulan, if the first becomes permitted through annulment, they are all permitted automatically, Huta Achron Achron Mutter V'Kulam Masurin, if the last one becomes permitted, the last is permitted and the rest remain forbidden. If the second person says, Pi kapiv v'sa'arika sa'aro, my mouth is like his mouth and forbidden in grape products, or my hair is like his hair and forbidden in shaving, he becomes a Nazir. The Mishnah continues that if a woman says, and I, after her husband's Naziris, or if he said, Harni Nazir va'at, I am a Nazir and you, and she said, Amen, her husband can be made for her Naziris. But in the reverse, where the husband says, and I, after his wife's Naziris, or if she said, I am a Nazir and you, and he said, Amen, he cannot be made for her Naziris, since his Naziris is dependent on hers. The Gemara will analyze this ruling on Daf Chaf Aleph. And point number three, Reish Lakish was sitting before Rav Yehuda and Nasiya and said, this halacha only applies where they are all connected to his declaration during the time required for an utterance. The Gemara defines toch kedei dibor as kedei she'eil shalom, the time required to give a greeting, which it further defines as kedei she'omer shalom talmud l'rav, the time required for a student to greet his teacher, which is three words, shalom alecha rebbe, peace upon you, my teacher. Thus our mission would only allow for three more people to successfully become Nazirim. Rav Yehuda Nasiya protested, Tuvo Shavkat Ravcha Talmida, you have not given any space for a student. If a student would meet his teacher when hearing someone declare Nazirus, he would have to greet his teacher and lose the chance to say, and I. Rav Yehuda therefore holds that saying, and I, immediately after the three-word time limit also suffices, and he would allow a fourth person to say, and I. The Gemara will bring a brisa in support of Reish Lakish's view. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Mishi Yoshtei Kite Eidim Me'idos Oso, one about whom two sets of witnesses were testifying, El Me'idim Shenazir Shtaim VeEl Me'idim Shenazir Chamesh. These testified that he declared two Nazirus terms, and the others testified that he declared five terms. Beishamay say, Nechukol Eidos VeEin Kan Nazirus. The testimony is contradictory, and there is no Nazirus. Beis Hillel say, Yesh B'Kol Chamesh Shtaim She'en Nazir Shtaim. Two is included in five, so he's a Nazir for two terms. Each term of Nazirus is treated as a separate testimony, so the two terms which agreed upon is acceptable testimony. The Rush explains that the subject of the testimony denies making any declaration of Nazirus. The Gemara presents an opposing view of the Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Rocha says that all agree that with two sets of witnesses, the testimony of two terms is accepted. Their argument pertains to a single pair of witnesses who testify about different numbers of terms. Thereby shall I say that since one witness must be lying, the testimony is invalid. With two sets of witnesses, however, even if one set is lying, there remains a valid set of witnesses for at least two terms. Beis Hillel say that even with one pair, the testimony which is agreed upon is accepted. Point number two, the fourth parak begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, V'Shama Chaver Ba'Amar Ba'ani, one who said, I am a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a third said, and I, Kulam Nazirim, they are all Nazirim, Huta Arishon Hutra Kulan, if the first becomes permitted through annulment, they are all permitted automatically, Huta Achron Achron Mutter V'Kulam Masurin, if the last one becomes permitted, the last is permitted and the rest remain forbidden. If the second person says, Pi kapiv v'sa'arika sa'aro, my mouth is like his mouth and forbidden in grape products, or my hair is like his hair and forbidden in shaving, he becomes a Nazir. The Mishnah continues that if a woman says, "And I," after her husband's Naziris, or if he said, "Harni Nazir Ba'at," "I'm a Nazir and you," and she said, "Amen," her husband can be made for her Naziris. But in the reverse, where the husband says, "And I," after his wife's Naziris, or if she said, "I'm a Nazir and you," and he said, "Amen," he cannot be made for her Naziris, since his Naziris is dependent on hers. The Gemara will analyze this ruling on Daf Chaf Aleph. And point number 3, Reish Lakish was sitting before Rav Yehuda and Nasiya and said, this halakha only applies where they are all connected to his declaration during the time required for an utterance. The Gemara defines toch kedei dibur as kedei she'eil shalom, the time required to give a greeting, which it further defines as kedei she'omer shalom talmud rav, the time required for a student to greet his teacher, which is 3 words, shalom alecha rebbe, peace upon you, my teacher. Thus our mission would only allow for 3 more people to successfully become Nazirim. Rav Yehuda Nasiya protested, Tuvo shavkat ravcha talmida, you have not given any space for a student. If a student would meet his teacher when hearing someone declare Naziris, he would have to greet his teacher and lose the chance to say, "And I." Rav Yehuda therefore holds that saying, "And I," immediately after the 3-word time limit also suffices, and he would allow a 4th person to say, "And I." The Gemara will bring a brisa in support of Reish Lakish's view. Alright, so now we go to our siman daf chaf, and our standard siman is a cafe. A cafe. So here goes. The Harry Nuzzer Cafe, where 2 sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nuzzer, declare one after the other, "And I, and I, and I," followed by a Talmud who greeted his Rebbe with the words, "Shalom Alecha Rebbe," and then quickly said, "And I." Once again, some motion. The Harry Nuzzer Cafe, that must be more duff, chaf. The Harry Nuzzer Cafe, where 2 sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, which reminds us, the next mission states, one about whom 2 sets of witnesses were testifying. These testified they declared 2 Naziris terms, and the others testified that he declared 5 terms. Beis Shammai say, Nechukul Eidos Ve'enka Naziris. The testimony is contradictory, and there is no Naziris. Beis Hillel say, Yesh B'kol Chamish Taim, She'e Nazir Shtaim. 2 is included in 5, so he's a Nazir for 2 terms. Each term of a Naziris is treated as a separate testimony, so the 2 terms which are agreed upon is acceptable testimony. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko has an opposing view of the Machlokas. So, the Harry Nuzzer Cafe, where 2 sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, "And I, and I, and I," which reminds us, the 4th parak begins, Misha Amar Harini Nazir, Vashama Chavero Va'amar Va'ani, Va'ani, one who said, "I am a Nazir," and his friend heard and said, "And I," and a 3rd person said, "And I, Kum Nazirim," they are all Nazirim. Huta Arishon, Huta Rakulon. If the first becomes permitted through annulment, they are all permitted automatically. Huta Achron, Achron Mutter Bakum Asurin. If the last becomes permitted, the last is permitted, and the rest remain forbidden. So, the Harry Nuzzer Cafe, where 2 sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, "And I, and I, and I," followed by a Talmud who greeted his Rebbe with the words, "Shalom Alecha Rebbe," and then quickly said, "And I." Which reminds us, Reish Lakish was sitting before Rav Yehuda Nasiya and said, "Behushit pisu kuan betoch kedei dibur." This halacha only applies where they are all connected to his declaration during the time required for an utterance. The Gemara defines toch kedei dibur as kedei she'eil shalom, the time required to give a greeting, which it further defines as kedei she'omer shalom talmud l'rav, the time required for a student to greet his teacher, meaning 3 words, "Shalom Alecha Rebbe," peace unto you, my teacher. Rav Yehuda holds that saying "and I" immediately after the 3-word time limit also suffices, so the Talmud could greet his Rebbe and then say "Va'ani." So once again, the Harry Nuzzer Cafe, where 2 sets of witnesses debated whether the man seated between them declared 2 sets of Naziris or 5, had a long line of people waiting to order a cup behind a man who said he was a Nazir, declare one after the other, "And I, and I, and I," followed by a Talmud who greeted his Rebbe with the words "Shalom Alecha Rebbe," and then quickly said, "And I." All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Tez Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Tez Zayin is an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat Nuzzer with large hairy toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tez Zayin. Toes. The acrobat Nuzzer with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tami on the 100th day, lest it restart again, which reminds us. The 3rd parak begins with 4 cases which were discussed in detail on Daf Hei and Daf Vav regarding the machlokas of standard Naziris is 29 or 30 days. In one case, a Nuzzer of 100 days becomes Tamei on the 100th day. According to the Tanakama, he begins anew, and according to Eliezer, must observe only a 30-day term. If he became tummy on the 101st day, he is rabbinically required to observe another 30-day period to avoid confusion with the 100th day. Rabbi Eliezer does not accept this enactment. So the acrobat Nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming tummy on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his Naziris there and hadn't left for 30 days. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Mishan Nuz of Ahuba Basic Pharos, one who declared Naziris while in a cemetery. Even if he's there for 30 days, they do not count towards his term, and he does not bring a carbon tuma, which a Nuzir normally would bring, since he began his Naziris in a tuma state. So the acrobat Nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming tame on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his Naziris there and hadn't left for 30 days, and who asked for a cup of wine because he didn't think his cemetery Naziris had taken effect. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchokas about a declaration of Naziris inside a cemetery. Rav Yochanan says Naziris chal olav, Naziris takes effect upon him because he holds that it's left suspended, and when it finds a Tahara state, it takes effect automatically. He is therefore bound by all Naziris restrictions even before becoming Tahor. Rish Lakish says, ain't Naziris chal olav, Naziris does not take effect on him. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simfer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The hairy used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkus, which reminds us, Marba Ravashi revised Malkus between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding taking effect, all agree that Naziris takes effect even in a state of Tumah. Rather, they argue regarding receiving Malkus for intentional Tumah. Yochanan holds that he would get Malkus and is only excluded for Karbanos Tumah. Rish Lakish holds that just as he does not bring Karbanos Tumah, so too he does not incur Malkus for intentional Tumah. The Gemara eventually brings a Braisa which explicitly states that he would receive Malkus for Tumah, and Rish Lakish's opinion is refuted. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, which reminds us, Rav inquired about a Nazir in a cemetery, is Shehiya, lingering, required to incur Malkus or not? The Gemara clarifies Rav's inquiry was speaking where he entered the cemetery in a Shita Teva Umigdal, a carriage trunk or closet, thus avoiding Tuma, and his friend came and opened the floor under him without his consent, exposing him to the Tuma of the cemetery. About this case, Rava asked if he will receive Malkus for willingly remaining even minimally, or only after lingering as by Tuma in the base of Migdash. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, couldn't even sell him a used shaving kit, since a Tame who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tuma. Which reminds us, Ravashi inquired, if one declared Naziris in a cemetery, does he require shaving or not? This refers to the shaving of the head required by a Nazir who became Tame on the seventh day of his purification process before bringing Karbanos on the eighth. The Gemara on the following dot brings a conclusive proof that a Tame who became a Nazir does not shave for his Tuma. Daf Yud Ches, so the symbol Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The Tami Nazir Chosin standing under his hairy chuppah, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Ches. The Tami Nazir Chosin standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his Karbanas, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'kidash Ezrosh B'yomahu, and he will sanctify his head on that day, referring to the Nazir Tami beginning his Nazir's Tahara. This means, on the day of his bringing his Karbanas, the eighth day of his Tahara process. This is according to their opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda says it means on the day of his shaving, meaning the seventh day. So the Tami Nazir Chosin standing on his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his Karbanas, had his one set of Karbanas standing by for them multiple times. He became Tami, which reminds us one brings only one set of Karbanas Tuma for multiple Tumas. So the Tami Nazir Chosin standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his Karbanas, had his one set of Karbanas standing by for them multiple times, he became Tame, and jumped for joy when the rabbi told him that he can start his Naziris of Tahara as soon as he brings his Chatas. Which reminds us, the Chamim hold that one begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his Chatas, and Rabbi Shmuel holds he begins his Naziris of Tahara after bringing his Asham before bringing the Ola. Daf Yud Tes, so the symbol Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The hairy yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. The hairy yacht called sinners, belonging to a group of Nazirs, which reminds us, Rabbi Lezer Kabar Baribi said, what does the Pasuk mean in saying and he shall atone for him having sinned regarding the soul. Regarding which soul did this one sin? El shetzir atzma min hayayin, rather because he deprived himself from wine. V'kal v'chomer, ma zeh shetzir atzma el min hayayin, nikra chota. If this one who only deprived himself of wine is called a sinner, hamatzara atzma kol davar achas kama v'kama, the one who deprived himself of all things, all the more so. So the hairy yacht called sinners belonging to a group of Nazirs got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became Tummy on the first day but didn't forfeit any days. Which reminds us, the Braisa proves that Rabbi Yezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahor, there is no forfeiture for a first day Tumah. Rav Papa asks if the Yomim, the days required by Rabbi Yezer, mean that a second day has begun or that 2 days have passed and the third day has begun. The Rosh explains regarding the end of his term, only Tumah on the penultimate day, which is a full final day after, causes forfeiture of the whole term. So to Tumah at the start of the term may only cause forfeiture if it's preceded by a full day, meaning upon reaching the third, since the Nazirs began the first day. Rava answered, the Pasuk says, Yiplu, the days will fall away, which implies even a minimal following. So Tumah on the second day would suffice for forfeiture. So the hairy yacht called sinners belonging to a group of Nazirs got an emergency call to pick up a Nazir in a cemetery who became Tummy on the first day, but didn't forfeit any days, as they transported a queen who became a Nazir in Chutz Arts to Eretz Yisrael. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who declared a lengthy Nazirus and completed it, and afterwards came to Eretz Yisrael, Beis Shammai say he must again observe a 30-day term, but Beis Hillel say he must start his entire term. A story is recounted of Helene Amalka, who declared a Nazirus of 7 years if her son would return safely from war, which he did. She observed 7 years, and upon coming to Eretz Yisrael, was instructed by Beis Hillel to observe another 7. She did, and became Tummy at the end, requiring an additional 7 for a total of 21 years. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which staff do we have in Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding how long a Nazir from Chutz Lartz must observe his Nazirus upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number 2. Which staff do we have that one brings only one set of a Karbanas Tumah from multiple Tumos? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Number 3. Which step do we discuss what the halacha is if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and a 100-day Nazir from now? That's on Daf. Yadad. Good. Number 4. Which step do we have a question because Zir is inside a cemetery requires shaving for Tumah? That's on Daf. Yud Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which step do we have the one who said, I'm a Nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and a third said, and I, Kum Nazirim. They're all Nazirim. That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which staff when a Nazir is called a Chota, a sinner, because he has deprived himself of wine? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. Number 7. Which staff do we have Machos Beis Shammai Beis Hillel where one set of witnesses testify that one declared 2 Nazir's terms and another set of witnesses testify that he declared 5 terms? That's on Daf. Chaf. Good. Number 8. Which have to learn that one who declared Nazirus while in a cemetery, even if he was there for 30 days, those days do not count towards his term and he does not bring a carbon tumah. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which stuff does a Braisa prove that Rabbi Yezer holds that even for a Nazir Tahor, there is no forfeiture for a first day tumah? That's on Daf. Yud Tes. Good. And number 10. Which of them learned that Toch Kedei Dibur is the time required for a Talmud to greet his Rebbe with the words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That's on Daf. Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.